One of the busiest men in Tasmania today, I'd reckon, would be Luke Johnston from the Weather Bureau. Hello, mate.
Yeah, that's probably a fair assessment of how my day's going. But yeah, it's certainly all happening in terms of weather in the next 48 hours or so.
Right, so we're expecting upwards of 100 mils possibly tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, for the most of this morning, it looks like a fairly cloudy day. We'll start to see some showers gradually increase through the morning and afternoon. And then this evening, sort of thicken into a band of rain arriving from the northwest. So rain probably increasing later today in the Devonport area and becoming more significant during tomorrow. So the rain's going to really arrive, properly arrive late tonight, continue right through all of Thursday and then clear away to the east during the early hours of Friday, that band sort of clearing away. There will be some more showers following Friday afternoon, but much less significant. The key period is from late tonight right through Thursday and then like the first couple of hours of Friday, really. Both Devonport and even Wynyard could receive up to around 100 millimetres of rain. Areas just inland where it gets a little bit elevated, like Sheffield, could receive up to about 150 millimetres of rain. And right up against the Western Tiers, you're looking to receive somewhere around 220 millimetres, potentially more.
Wow.
During that period. King and Flinders Islands only get around 40 millimetres. Sounds like a light shower by comparison.
I know.
With all this water, it's you know, I think we're fortunate that we're unlikely to see thunderstorms in this rain band, because that would add even more complexity to the situation that we just don't want.
No.
But all the rain, once it gets on the ground, we're looking at widespread minor to moderate flooding from Thursday across all northwest, north and northeast catchments, even the Derwent. More in central areas. Major flooding is possible in parts of the Mersey, Macquarie and Meander rivers and some other sort of key locations. The Forth could get minor to moderate flooding. If you're headed further east, the North Esk likely to get moderate. The South Esk at Trevallon Dam, minor to moderate out of this event. So certainly lots of water around. There's also a severe weather warning that's a pretty long one. Covers mostly during Thursday. There could be periods where the rain sustained over six-hour periods could breach our thresholds for heavy rainfall that may lead to flash flooding. So basically the ground infrastructure, that kind of thing, is likely to start to struggle with all the rain that's coming in.
Yeah.
So we're looking at heavy rain for the most part, but isolated intense rain, more so backing up about the Tiers and elevated parts of the northwest from overnight Thursday, but mostly during Thursday. Also, if you're travelling further east of Devonport, you've got potentially damaging northeasterly wind gusts to around 95 kilometres per hour. So it's mostly the north coast east of about Devonport. So you're on the cusp. You're still going to get northeasterly decent gusts with the rainfall, but probably limited to around 80 kilometres per hour at its peak, with
yeah.
the strongest winds expected Thursday afternoon and early Friday before the system clears away.
All right, I'm just looking at the map here from your website for the severe weather warning, and basically it's all of the north coast of Tasmania and as far south as, well, pretty much to the Midlands and then down the east coast right down to the bottom, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So essentially the rain risk is the northern half of Tasmania. The bit that goes down the east coast and southeast, that's just the wind. I tried to get it issued as two warnings, but decided in the end that would be just way too much work. But
yeah.
You can think of the wind risk being east of Devonport along that north coast and then Flinders Island and all the way down the south and, down the east and southeast coasts. But yeah, the rain risk is really just the northern half of Tasmania.
Thank you, Luke. Comprehensive report. Well done. And well, I was going to say enjoy your day, but you know, as we mentioned last time we spoke, it's, you know, everyone else is complaining about the weather and you guys are like, wow, look at this.
Yeah, no, it certainly looks like quite an exciting system.
Yeah.
Certainly keeping us on our toes. I definitely recommend staying up to date with our website with this one. We
yeah.
have flood warnings likely to be issued for the forecast rainfall, so giving people a bit of an idea of what to expect at the river systems. SES will also be issuing alerts for the flooding on the TasAlert website. So if you have two websites up today, TasAlert and the Bureau's warning summary page.
Yeah, that's bom.gov.au. Thanks very much, Luke.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.